6223.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are broadcasting live this morning from Lachey Garden Center in beautiful Methuen, Massachusetts, right on the New Hampshire, Massachusetts line. We'd love to see you. It is a fall open house, and this is going to be a fun day. If you're getting into the mood where you want to prepare for the fall season, this is the place to come. Mums all sizes, and I mean they have the biggest, fullest, the mums with the most buds I have ever seen. Some that you can plant in the garden, they have some big ones in 12 or 14 inch containers that are at least 2 feet tall and 2 feet wide. Some of them are almost 3 feet. Beautiful hanging baskets of mum, flowering cabbage, flowering kale, fall asters. Everything that you need, corn stalks, hay, straw, and they have something that if you want to protect your garden for the winter, if you've got some delicate perennials or roses, and you want to protect your roses, they have something that you don't find every place, and I've never seen it as full. They have salt marsh hay. Salt marsh hay is very, very rare. With all of the protection of the marshes, it's very, very rare to find salt marsh hay. Now, this is great stuff because you take the salt marsh hay, you put it around your roses, you put it around your blue hydrangea that tend to get winter kill if they're not protected. You do that in the late fall. Wrap it around the plants. In the spring, when it arrives, you take the salt marsh hay off and you spread it underneath your tomatoes, your peppers, on your vegetable garden, and it controls the weeds. Not only that, it holds the moisture so that you don't have to water as much. And in the fall, you till it into the ground. So here is something that you use for winter protection, for weed control, and then to condition the soil in your garden. How can you beat that? Come on down and say hello. It's their open house. They have a barbecue from 11 to 3, face painting for the kids at 11 to 3, and I brought some cotton plants. So if you want to see what cotton looks like, come on down. I bought a couple of them. They're in bloom, and there is some cotton bowls or pods on them right here. So bring the kids down and see what the south looks like. A lot more. Now, if we can help you with your garden, you have a question and you need some help, the number to call is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. You give Don a call, he'll get you set up, and we'll try and work together so that you can put the garden to bed, to clean it, so that it can rest and come right back to life for you in the spring of next year. There's a lot that needs to do. If you're thinking of putting in a new lawn, this is the perfect time for putting in a new lawn. There is no better time than right now. The ground is still warm. traditionally, during September and October, we get more rain. The temperatures are cooler, so that you don't have to water as much. And on top of that, the seed will germinate faster. If any weeds do germinate, the first frost, they're killed. There's no crabgrass coming in. Whatever broadleaf weeds develop, the first frost will kill them, and your grass continues to grow. So, take advantage of it. This is the best time to plant a new lawn. You ask all the gardening people, they'll tell you, fall is that time. And the Latchy Brothers right now, they're having a tree sale. Buy one, get one more free. So if you need some privacy, white pine, Fraser fir, blue spruce, arborvitae, they have maples, flowering cherries, flowering pears. Buy one, get one free. And then they have a shrub sale. 10 for $99. And you can choose from juniper, holly, Japanese holly, rhododendrons, Alberta spruce, boxwood, Lakotui, Wigelia. They also have perennial grasses and knockout roses and a lot more. So come on down. It's going to be a great time. And fresh apples, fresh picked, locally grown apple cider and a lot more. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. And if you have a question, call Don, 800-259-9231. It is fall. When the kids go back to school, temperatures are cooling off. It's my favorite time of the year because you can put on your jeans, go outside, work like crazy, and the heat doesn't take all of your energy. But a good time to clean all of your perennial beds right now, your flowers that are done blooming, that are beginning to change color. If you're starting to notice, like bleeding heart, for example, bleeding heart has turned yellow, it's beginning to turn brown, it's time to cut it flush to the ground, clean it, put it in your compost pile. If you want to divide, this is the time for dividing. Plants like iris, daylilies, hosta. This is the time to split those perennials. If you have some shorter ornamental grasses and they're going to be too big, you can divide them right now. Swap them. If you have friends and neighbors, family, that say, oh, I really like that variegated ornamental grass, this is the time that you can dig a piece and say, here. Now, I would like some of those black bearded iris in your garden, and they can break a piece off and give it to you. This is the time for cleaning, for dividing, and hostas. If you've had them in the same place for many years, they're probably really big. This is the time that you can take that hosta, cut it to within 2 to 3 inches from the ground, dig up the whole clump, and then split it. What you need is a clump that's in 2 or 3 stems. Individual plants. If you can keep it in clumps of 2 to 3, they will double that next spring and summer. So a 2 to 3 piece will be 5 or 6, maybe even more, depending on the quality of your soil. So there's a lot to do this time of the year. Mother Nature is cooperating, cooling down the temperatures so we can get this work done. So if you need some help, call, talk to Dawn. We'll get you set up, and we'll work together to solve your gardening problems and to get a jump on the season. Fall is for planting. It really is. A new tree, a new shrub, and like here at Latchy Brothers, buy one, get one free. If you need some privacy, these beautiful white pine, 6 foot tall, Fraser fir, 5 foot tall, blue spruce, 5 foot tall. And the color on the blue spruce is incredible. And for some shade, great maples, flowering trees. Come on down. Take a look. They're half price. Save yourself a lot of money. And they are well cared for. And that's the thing. Some nurseries will have a sale. Half price. Broken branches. Dead branches. Root ball. All broken apart. Old burlap. Not here. Everything has been cared for. They've been watered. They've been fed. They've been pruned. They look wonderful. It's not junk that they want to get rid of at the end of the year. These are quality plants. So come on down and say hello. And yes, fall is for planting. Seasonal, mums. Flowering kale, flowering cabbage. This is a wonderful time of the year to enjoy your garden and to get back in it. And if you need some motivation to get back in it, call me, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Problem with weeds? You kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right, one application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away. Prepare to get pumped about killing weeds and take the 5-minute challenge with the Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Just pump it up for up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. Squeezing trigger spray bottles will kill your hands, but the Pump and Go Sprayer will keep you going strong and weeds won't stand a chance. Roundup brand Pump and Go Sprayer. Hard on weeds, easy on you.
Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and a special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 10th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,246.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,279.49, $639.74 for a half ounce, or $319.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,279.49, $639.74, or $319.87.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Gun Club, 800-259-9231. Don, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Are you ready to do a little bit of gardening?
As always, I am ready to do a little bit of gardening.
On this beautiful fall morning in Massachusetts here. Oh, I love this time of the year.
I'm absolutely ecstatic that I don't have to sit in stifling heat any longer.
Put on your jacket, get outside.
Yeah, exactly. I have no
excuse. Start thinking about football.
Football. My Sundays are full now.
Yeah, it is. Who do we have up first, Don?
First is Karen from Massachusetts, who has a question about fertilizer.
Okay, Karen, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I missed, where are you this morning?
I am at Latchey's Garden Center. They're in Methuen.
Okay. And also, I just wanted to comment real quick. I loved your show last week where there was no call-ins, but you got a lot of information out. Maybe you should do
once
a month. Anyway, my question is, I want to know the difference between, you know, Miracle-Gro food or any type of food versus fertilizer. I bought a couple of bags of something very similar to the Cock-a-Doodle-Doo over at the Groton mm-hmm. Nursery, and I know that... we want to get all the bulbs strong for next year, but you want to feed the evergreens and all that. So I want to know what I should do with the Cock-a-Doodle-Doo and how, if I should just put it into a spreader. Should I put it on the lawn and all my flowers or avoid some flowers? Because you said if, you know, we have a mild winter, it might trick them into coming up. So, and also I do want to know the difference between food and fertilizer, or if they're the same thing.
Okay. Well, food and fertilizer is basically the same thing. The difference is on how the fertilizer is made and how it works. A liquid fertilizer, like Miracle-Gro, is what's called water-soluble fertilizer. And when you mix it with water, it becomes soluble in the water, which means that the plant can absorb it through the foliage and through the roots in the ground. So that if you're applying Miracle-Gro, splash it on top of the plants because the leaves will take it in and it gets to the plant faster. Whatever hits the ground, the roots are going to pick up, and they'll be able to use it. A soluble fertilizer that you mix with water, because it is excuse me, soluble, will last in the ground excuse me, for about 10 to 14 days. And after 2 weeks, it's gone. If you get a heavy rain, gravity will pull it out of the ground with the rainfall also. So it's a food that you push the plant with it. It gets it going. And at this time of the year, for example, because we're getting near the end of the growing season, if you've got tomatoes, squashes, pumpkins, some of those plants that are still growing, instead of using a granular fertilizer that's long-term, use a water-soluble so that the plant can pick it up quick and give you results quick to push the plant so that the fruit can mature a lot faster. Now, a granular fertilizer, a chemical one, like a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, will last in the ground about 4 to 6 weeks. Sometimes a little bit more if you've got some clay or a lot of organic matter. An organic, when you put it down, the microbes in the ground have to eat the fertilizer and make it available to the plant, and that will last in your garden for up to 3 months. So we got water-soluble, 2 weeks, chemical, 4, 5, 6 weeks, organic, 2.5 to 3, sometimes even 4 months. Now, cock-a-doodle-doo type products are animal manure. Cow, chicken, llama, all kinds of different animals. Those are fertilizers that will last for a neighborhood of 8 to 10 weeks. But the advantage of an animal manure over a chemical is the end results. When the food's all gone, you have the substance, which is organic matter. So it's like eating, it's like applying peat moss that has food in it. So manure is better than peat because it gives you the organic matter and the fertilizer at the same time. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. The new EcoSmart Home Pest Control is organic and non-toxic, plant-based formula containing essential oils. Essential oils are nature's pesticide, safe to use around kids and pets. It will kill and repel over 100 home-invading pests. Its fast-acting formula will kill on contact. Food-grade ingredients make EcoSmart safe to use in the kitchen, around food preparation areas, and storage. Will not harm your environment. Look for the green and white package with a red safety seal. It's not just smart, it's...
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
for world-class auto detailing, use what the pros use worldwide. Sparkle Auto. At SparkleAuto.com, the products and services we deliver are as good as it gets. And the knowledge behind them, even better. We always give you our absolute best, like our large 5-foot square chamois. It's Sparkle Auto's hottest selling item, voted by our customers as the most valuable chamois. This imported chamois is made of the highest quality microfiber artificial leather, so no scratching ever. It always remains soft, gentle, and pliable, no matter how much water it soaks up. The Sparkle Auto chamois will not shrink or grow stiff with age or dryness. See it and buy it now for only $19.95 plus shipping at SparkleAuto.com. That's SparkleAuto.com. Or call toll-free 866-372-9559. Experience the best customer service and our 110% price guarantee at SparkleAuto.com. Call 866-372-9559 today for good value on top-of-the-line auto detailing products from SparkleAuto.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together. What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Good morning and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're broadcasting live this morning from Lachie's Garden Center and Farm Stand in Methuen. Come on by and say hello. It's their open house. And bring the kids. There's face painting. There's going to be a barbecue from 11 to 3. I'll be here until 2 o'clock. And if you've never seen what cotton looks like, now's your chance. I brought two plants with me, and the flower looks like a hibiscus. Now, when it first opens, it's white. As it matures, it turns pink. And then, as it gets ready to go by, the flower turns red. And then, you get these great big bolts, they're called. Looks like a big pod, rounded with a little bit of a point on it. And in time, it's going to break open, and it will have cotton in it that you use to make a shirt. So, if you've never been down south, and you've never seen what a cotton plant looks like, come on by, and we're having some fun. We want you to bring us your biggest tomato. The biggest tomato you have, and you could win a gift certificate. So come on by. We'd love to see you. Don, who's up next?
This is Debbie from Massachusetts, who has a question about the monarch butterfly.
Debbie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's good to speak with you.
My pleasure.
My cherry tomatoes are doing beautiful. My squash, my pumpkin, corn, everything is doing great.
Good.
I, I had a question. What happened to the monarch butterflies?
You know, it's funny that you say that because in the front of my house, where I've got a nicely landscaped and planted, I always allow those weeds to come up, the milkweed, and the neighbors keep giving me a tough time saying, why do you have milkweed coming up all over this bed? And I grow it for the monarch butterfly. And there's probably a dozen or more of these beautiful plants in there, and they have the flowers, they're making the pods, and I did not have one caterpillar, and normally I do. So I don't know what's happened this year. Maybe New England got too hot for them, or maybe the winter was too rough, but I don't know. I haven't seen any at all. So I say I must have a dozen milkweed plants, probably 2.5 to 3 feet tall, and not one caterpillar on them at all this year. And I make a real effort never to spray on those plants so that it would hurt the caterpillars that do come on there. So if there's somebody listening and you know why, or maybe you have some, or, you know, give us a call, 800-259-9231, and let us know about the monarch. Good question, Debbie. Thank you. Don, who's up next?
This is Greg from Massachusetts, who has a question about a peace lily.
Greg, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question for you. My peace lily, I believe that's about the phyllum.
Yes.
The tips of the leaves are drying out. Am I watering too much or not enough, or what's the problem?
How long have you had the plant?
It's only about, well, I divided it from another plant, and that was probably 4 months ago.
Okay. Usually what happens, if you get a browning on the tip, it could be that you've applied too much fertilizer, because the fertilizer burn on the plant will normally be on the very, very tip. If you've ever grown the Dracaena plant, it looks like a clump of grass. On the very ends, they will turn brown, usually by too much water. But what I want you to do, Greg, is this. The pot that they are in, there's probably some drainage holes in the very bottom. Lift up the plant, the pot, out of the, if it's in a different container, and look at the drainage holes. And if around the drainage holes there's a white film right around the holes, that is a buildup of fertilizer that you've applied to the plant. And if you rub it with your finger, touch it to your tongue, it's going to have a salty taste. That's fertilizer. In that case, what I want you to do, take the plants, put them outside, give them a good drink until the water comes out of the bottom, and then water them again to flush that extra fertilizer out of the plant. Now, the other thing that you can do, turn the plant upside down, remove the plastic pot, and look at the roots. If the roots are all white, creamy white color, no problem. If you see there's some brown or even some black, that is too much water. Okay? So if there's different colored roots, too much water. If there's salt around the drainage holes, too much fertilizer. And the other thing, your peace lily is a plant that everybody thinks wants the shade. They will do wonderful in a shady environment, but they won't flower. Many years ago, I was in Florida. I went to a greenhouse that raised probably a dozen different varieties, leaf sizes bigger, flowers bigger, smaller, whatever. And I asked the man, why is it when you buy it, it's in full bloom, when the flowers go by, they never flower again? And he said, everybody thinks it's a plant for low light, and it will grow in low light. But if you want it to bloom, it needs to have some sun not in the hot afternoon, but in the morning, till about 12 o'clock. During the winter, if you've got a south-facing window, and you can feed that plant once a month with something like Miracle-Gro and put it in a direct sun window, they'll bloom for you during the winter months in full sun. In the summer, in the shade, and you'll have all kinds of flowers. But it needs to have some sunshine to make the flower buds and the flowers on the plant. Greg, thank you. Great question. Don, who's up next?
This is Marie from Massachusetts, who has a question about a fig tree.
Marie, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Hi.
I'm calling about a little fig tree. Someone gave my husband a little planting of a fig tree, and I don't know if we should bring that in the house over the winter or put it in the garage what do we do in the winter? And when should we repot it, now or in the spring?
This is one that actually makes figs, right? This is a fig plant that makes fruit?
That's right, yes.
Okay. Now, where do you live, Marie?
In Burlington, Massachusetts.
In Burlington, okay. If you lived on Cape Cod, you could plant it directly in your garden, and it would be winter hardy, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. Being that you live north and west of Cape Cod, your climate is a little more harsh in Burlington than it is in Hyannis. If it's in a pot, bring it inside for the winter. And I have one. It's in a 14-inch pot. It's 6 foot tall. I've had it for 3 years, and I live in Maine. It's got great leaves. It makes these little fruit that you can eat, and they will turn kind of a purpley red when they are ready. And the first time I ate a fresh fig, I expected fig Newtons. It does not taste like a fig Newton. It's better, much, much better than a fig Newton. But what I do with mine is I put them in my cellar for the winter. I leave it outside till you've had a frost. All the leaves come off of it. I put it in my cellar near the door, near the bulkhead door, where it's going to stay cool and as far away from the heat of the furnace. And during the winter, no water. So when it loses all of its foliage, give it a good drink, put it in the basement, and say, good night. I'll see you in the spring. And if you want, in March, bring it upstairs, put it in a room where it's going to get some light, a good drink of water with some Miracle-Gro fertilizer around it. It's going to start to leaf out, and that will give you a jump on the growing season. I'll leave mine in the basement until about April 1st. I bring it up. I get it started, and then I leave it outside normally around the 15th of May, but I watch the weather. So make sure there's no frost, and it will produce fruit by September and all the way through September and October. So last year, what I did, I had a lot of fruit that wasn't quite ready. So what I did is during the night, it went in my garage, where it stayed protected from the cold. And in the morning, I put it outdoors, facing south, sun all day, and kept moving in and out until the fruit were all ready. And then I let it get hit by the frost, put it to sleep, spent the whole winter there. And then in April, I watered it, brought it upstairs, and it's twice the size now as it was last year. So you give it a try, Marie. And don't repot it until spring. And in the spring, what I want you to do is take that plant and put it in a pot almost twice as big as you would think it would go in. So if yours is in like a 6-inch pot now, put it in something that's at least 10 inches. Because they grow fast. And if you can give them some room, they're going to get bushier and fuller, and they'll produce fruit. Once they're outside, feed them every 2 weeks with Miracle-Gro or use some an organic granular food that will feed it all by itself for the whole summer. Give that a try. You're going to like it. Dawn, who's next?
Up next, we have Lynn from, let me see here, Maine, who would like to ask you a question about soil.
Okay. Lynn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I added a question to my one that I already had, and I want to ask about that first. The powdery mildew that's on the tall phlox, I've put the garden down, and the phlox is all spent, so I've cut it down to the ground. Do I need to dig up the roots and get rid of them, too? It's just so frustrating to see it. And I do the antifungal serenade, and it takes over. It just takes over this time of year. So I didn't know if there was it was being carried over year after year, even though I clean out the beds. And then my next question was, what is that natural organic stuff that we put in the soil to release the phosphate so we don't have to use the superphosphate?
Okay. On your tall phlox, in the fall, cut everything to the ground and get it away from your garden. Rake the garden and clean it. You want to get everything out of there, because if you allow the leaves to turn brown and crumble, then all of those broken up dead leaves will spread the disease for next year. So good cleaning. You don't have to dig them up. Next year, what I want you to do is I want you to fertilize it with any kind of organic food. This says mycorrhiza. Mycorrhiza replaces phosphorus. Mycorrhiza will help with powdery mildew. And I'll tell you more after this message. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Don't you just love spring? The new flowers, the shrubs, the trees. Every spring also brings new products to make your yard work easier, and this year is no exception. A company called Fertiloam from Texas that manufactures garden products for the garden center only is introducing Over the Top, a grass killer that controls unwanted grasses in your garden and around your plants. Also, Spinosad, a natural solution for controlling all types of caterpillars and Colorado potato beetle without harming beneficial insects. That's cool. After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 800-259-9231. We were talking with Lynn about mildew on her tall phlox. And if you can clean the garden right now, make sure that you rake it and get all the foliage off. Try and avoid overhead watering. But if you can fertilize in the spring with a fertilizer that contains mycorrhiza, mycorrhiza will double the size of the root system, and it will help the plant to prevent powdery mildew. I mean, it works incredible. So anything that contains mycorrhiza in the spring, and there are some new products coming out, all organic. Once I leave Lassie Brothers today, I'm headed to Atlantic City to a big trade show. And I'm going to be meeting with several people with some new organic fungicides that will solve the problem of powdery mildew for you. Okay? So in the weeks to come, I'm going to tell you about these new products. Well, one of the companies is the company that makes Wet and Forget. And they have developed some new natural organic products in New Zealand that are coming to the United States that will basically eliminate powdery mildew on your plants. And it's just incredible, the new technology. I'm like a little kid. When I get to Atlantic City, being there for 3 days, I'm like a kid in a candy store. There are so many things out there, and we're going to tell you about what's coming. So clean the garden for now. And then in the spring and during the winter, I'll be telling you about the new things that are natural that will help the plant to grow better, not just kill the mildew or prevent it, but to make the plant produce more blossoms. Okay? Don, who's next?
Up next, we have Bill from Paxton, Massachusetts, who has a question about hydrangeas.
Bill, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, good.
I had a question on hydrangea with the plants, with the blossoms on the plant. Should we cut them off at this time?
Yeah, I always do. Now, these are like the blue or the pink ones?
White, actually.
Okay. The blue and the pink you should take off now. And the white ones, if you allow them to get chilled with the air, it's going to turn to pink. And then once they turn pink, or just a little bit of that, like of a pinky blend to the flowers, then you can cut them, and you can bring them inside the house. You hang them upside down in your garage or tool shed, strip off all the leaves, hang them upside down for a couple of weeks. They'll dry just like paper, and you can make a big glass vase full of stems of white dried hydrangea, or you can cut the individual flowers and get yourself a metal wreath ring, and you can attach them to that and make a gorgeous puffy hydrangea wreath for your house that will last for a year. Now, I have the fall blooming hydrangea, which is called Annabelle. It's the original. It's kind of a cone shape rather than a rounded flower. And being that I live in Maine, and I know a lot of you live in northern New England where you get a lot of snow, if you get a heavy, wet snow, the snow sticks to the flower. It gets heavier and heavier and heavier, and before long, the branch bends and then it breaks. So I wait till the plant's all pink. I'll cut some of the individual flowers, and then in late October, I take all the flowers off the plant, just below the bloom. That way, the snow doesn't stick to it, and there's no winter breakage on the plant. And that's something that you can do anytime, okay? So they're very hardy, they're very strong, but I always remove the blooms. Just in the case that we have an ice storm or a northeaster with a lot of wet snow sticking to it and bending it over. That's the only reason I do it. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. Give Don a call. We're going to work together, and you're going to have a fabulous garden. And if you're up, come on down to Latchey's Garden Center in Methuen, and we'll enjoy the day. Bring the kids, face painting, a barbecue from 11 to 3. Come and see my cotton plants and bring us the biggest tomato in your garden.